Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today, I've got a great show for you. First of all, I have a very special studio guest all the way from Ghana. His name is Reynolds the Gentleman.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, and Kwame Ofori also joins me today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Also, I've got an exclusive studio performance by the Roha Band from Ethiopia. They stopped in to perform just for us on Music Time in Africa. And a special moment to remember Johnny Clegg and reflect on his legacy. Then, of course, there's my hand-picked playlist of old and new and classic Pan-African music and even music of the African diaspora. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We begin today with a song from one of the continent's greatest fallen legends, the white Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Here is Gijimbe from Johnny's Juluka album, African Litany. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Gijimbe by the late Johnny Clegg. May he rest in peace. Born out of the tragedy of the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, the members of Lakou Mizique first came together with the goal of promoting positive connections to Haiti through music and culture at a time when international media was filled with negative stories about that country. So they released their debut album called Wadio in 2016. They did multiple international tours, including one in Washington, D.C., where I met them and interviewed them for the first time. Well, now they're ready to release their second album. It's called Heisha Nola, this coming October. The album's going to be an exploration of cultural connections between Haiti and New Orleans in the USA. It features numerous A-list award-winning musicians, and they recently released an EP, July 19th. Here is my favorite track from that EP. The track is called Aiko Aiko, and it's a classic New Orleans song that has Haitian roots. It features Wynn Butler, Regine Chassagne, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Creole, and these guys next to me, Reynolds the Gentleman is grooving, and Kwame, what do you think of that song, guys?
Too dope.
Too dope.
Heavy.
All right, well, listen, after this next song, we are going to meet our very special studio guest all the way from Ghana, Reynolds the Gentleman. But right now, here is Osalima Bay by the Congolese group Staff Benda Balili. They sing, "You've done the wrong thing. Two opinions are worth more than one. Why are you leaving? Why did you leave? Why did you run away from me? You left and you never came back. You even forgot your own children. Who's going to take care of them? Come back. They're only small kids. You're going to leave them to a rival who might treat them badly. You never know." Right, that was Staff Bentabelili with Osali Mabe. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now it's time to meet my special guest in the studio right here with me, Reynolds the Gentleman.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
How are you, Reynolds?
I'm good. You?
So I'm fine. And Kwame is here. You're both from Ghana.
Yes.
So that's cool. I've got the Ghanaian dudes on each side of me.
Amazing.
I'm feeling really good.
Are they in red, gold, green?
Yeah, that's right. So first of all, what's your full name? Reynolds the Gentleman, I know, is your stage name. So what's your real name?
Funny enough, I share the same name with them. So my name is Reynolds Kwame Addo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kwame Addo.
Yes.
A-D-O.
A-D-D-O-W.
A-D-D-O-W. And where are you from in Ghana specifically?
It's called Ebitifi. It's from the Eastern region.
Oh, so do you speak Ebe?
No, we speak Akan. Chi.
Achi. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful language.
Thank you.
All right, so how long have you been doing music?
A little over 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not like new. You're not new to the scene, but you're emerging now.
Well, because I'm a music producer and an artist, so yeah, I've been producing for a long time, and I'm trying to bring my music up.
I see. Well, I like your music.
Thank you.
So speaking of that, let's get to the first song. It's called Bra Men Cheng. What does that mean, by the way?
Come to me.
Come to me. I love this. So how would you dance to this if you were dancing?
Can I
show me? Yes.
Oh my
Let's
God.
See it. Let's see it.
Hey.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
He's got like a one leg up. And,
exactly.
Oh man, that's very cute.
Thank you.
All right. So I know I've watched a music video, a live video of you performing. It looks like with a bunch of folks and you know, friends and people in a club somewhere or something. What was that scene? Can you describe that for people?
So that's like a small show called Accra Unplugged.
Uh-huh.
They have different artists. So that was the day I went to perform, and it's just an intimate show where you have like a few people there, but the energy is different.
It's really,
yeah.
I wanted to be there. I really did. All right, let's listen to some more. Odo wuni wa mintuminda mitongo na somenda yo adia chibio na soro mayo odo jame ho ama wadi yo odo jame ho ama wadi yo So you love your band, huh?
Great band.
You got a lot of horn players.
Yeah.
And Kwame loves horns.
Every single time.
He always says that.
I need to pick them up. Fra band. Oh. They're in Spain now.
Yeah. Fra band. Yeah. You know, I like that band. I've heard them before. They have a song, I think you've performed on it before.
Yeah,
I'm not sure on the recording, called Happy Yourself.
Happy Yourself. I produced that.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to Music Time in Africa, and that was Bra Manchin with Reynolds the Gentleman, who is right here in the studio with us. Kwame is also here, and you didn't see us, those of you who are listening, but we were cotton up in here. I mean, we're in Ghana right here in the studio today.
Yeah.
So tell me real quick, because we will come back to you to listen to another tune, but I want to know what you're doing right now in the United States.
I'm on vacation, so I'm working on a new album, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so I just felt like going out there to find new inspiration for
the
music, yeah.
So how long are you going to be here?
I leave in a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're getting inspired.
So far, I've been around to it, yeah.
Good. All right. Okay, so we'll come back to Reynolds and listen to another song, his newest single actually called You and I. But first, earlier this month, I had a really special visit from a couple of pioneer members of the legendary Ethiopian group called the Roha Band. Selam Woldemariam and Giovanni Rico have been playing together for 45 years. First with the Ibex Band, and then they formed the Roha Band. Both of those bands dominated the music scene of Ethiopia in the 1970s and 1980s. Well, Giovanni lives in Ethiopia and Salem here in Washington, but every once in a while they get together and they still perform. So Giovanni flew into Washington recently and they both joined me in the studio, along with two other musicians, Adem Osman on keys and Roberto Dominica on congas. The session lasted about 30 minutes, and you can listen to and watch all of that on my YouTube channel, but here's an excerpt. Giovanni, who plays bass, begins, and Salam, who plays guitar, introduces the song.
It gives me great pleasure to be here today, first time in history, after 40 years in VOA, to do this presentation with my brother. So I'm very, very glad. Thank you.
The honor is ours.
Yes.
Would you like to play another tune?
Yes. The next song is going to be Yezamed Yebada. It's a song by Teshoma Mtuku. He played it like some 50 years ago, maybe. But the most important thing is, as Ibex Band, me and Giovanni played this song in the same group, and we recorded it in 1975 or 76.
With the Ibex Band.
With the Ibex Band,
This was during the golden era of Ethiopian music.
We're really proud. We were a part of that golden age.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the tune we're going to play now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow, that was beautiful. The Roha Band, back together again in Washington, D.C., celebrating 45 years of playing together. And if you want to hear more of that 30-minute live recording, go to my YouTube channel and search Roha Band.
Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we are going to go to a brand new song, Brown Skin Girl. This is from an album called The Gift by none other than Beyonce, St. John, Wizkid, and Blue Ivy.
Brown skin girl, your skin looks like pearls. The best thing in the world, no change for anybody else. In brown skin girl, your skin looks like pearls. The best thing in the world, but never change for anybody else. Singing.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed for ever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna be not pretty, but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain, cause she caught in a way. Tonight, I am walking away. 9 to 5, mine and I grind, yeah, yeah. Tonight, I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world. Anybody else
pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke 11 when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might break her brain. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
More like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Cause there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Take me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, reader. Same skin taking over. Most things are to focus you, but when you're in the room, they know.
Yeah, so everybody already probably knows this song, but I love it. What do you guys think of it, Reynolds?
I think it's beautiful. I really like the keys and how separated they are. It gives room for Wizkid to sing, Beyonce to sing. Yeah,
this is the producer talking. It's got that kind of ear. How about you, Kwame?
I just love the words behind the song. Brown skin girl, love your color. You're a queen. Your skin looks like pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Skin just like pearls. Best thing in the world. I never charge you for anybody else singing.
I'm Susanna Owio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
we're going to Sori Kundi, an artist from Sierra Leone. This is a recording that's not too new from 2012, but listen to this beat. This is called Jaw Songo.
Boy, yeah.
Jaw Songo by Sori Kundi from Sierra Leone. Now we are zooming in back on our very special studio guest sitting right to my left, Reynolds the Gentleman.
Hey.
You are very gentle so far.
Hey.
Very polite, sweet.
Yeah.
So your newest single is called You and I.
Yeah.
But it's a collaboration.
Yeah, between myself and OBK.
Okay, so who's OBK?
He's a budding rapper in Ghana now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are friends, or you just got together for the collaboration?
No, we've been friends for a while.
Friends first?
Yeah. We are always in the studio together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're usually producing?
Yes. I produce. He mostly writes the songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah, but you're singing on this one.
Yeah, I sing as well.
So. Yeah, okay. So where was the video shot?
Two places. It'd be in Ghana and then a hotel. That's also in Accra.
Okay.
Yeah. At the Styles Hotel.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're styling. So that's a good hotel to be in. All right. So let's listen to You and I, spelled U-N-I.
You and I will be as one for mommy.
Yeah, you and I, we
stand out till it's all over.
You know, I say I know be perfect, but you meet me with your imperfections, baby.
Yeah, you and I, we go stand out till it's all over.
Till it's all over.
I'll be loving you over and over and over again.
Till it's all over.
You and I, we go stand out till it's all over.
I go carry your throne and roam in your empire like it's Caesar's home. Why is the expensive cologne? Your breathtaking. So by sweet, you're straight from home. I'm blessed. Hey, I did train, I did run these cones. Bad habits, I did try this own. On hard rocks, wanna love a song.
This is beautiful. So, you know, I really like this harmony, the chorus. Mm. It's beautiful. Mm. How did you come up with that kind of harmony?
I think that was the first thing we came up with. We did that before we started. I even started playing the keys.
So what inspired you for that part?
So...
Oh my gosh, tell the truth.
So we're trying to... write about something about how we're going to be together for a long time. Like, no matter what, we're going to be together. Not myself and Obike, myself and the girl.
Of course. I got that part.
Yeah, so we kept going on singing anything that was coming to the mind. You know, we kept going. But this one came and both of us were like, no, this is the chorus. So we actually recorded the chorus before we started making the beat.
Wow, so the chorus is the foundation of the piece.
This one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can feel it. It's beautiful. Oh, it's all good, but I really like the chorus.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen to some more.
Every step I take, oh, every move I make, oh, I will go and get you mountain girl. So, me here, I don't even get to me, so I wanna do me same and change, so I do your way, man, change, so this show. Me here, I don't even get to me, so I wanna do me say,
so we're also here in the studio with Kwame. And Kwame, you're from Ghana, and I know you probably know Reynolds, at least his music. But how did you first hear his music?
How I heard Reynolds was just by chance. Just scrolling through Instagram, and then I pop on a friend playing his music. I go like, no, this guy. This guy. And then since then, I've been hooked to his music.
So is this the first time you guys have actually met?
No. Okay. I've been to a couple of his shows in Ghana.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So were you in that video we saw earlier?
No.
I wish. I saw you in there, Kwame.
Yeah. I'm not sure he was there. No.
Oh, all right. So this is Heather Maxwell. I'm with Reynolds the Gentleman and Kwame Ofori. We're listening to Reynolds' song in collaboration with OBK.
Yeah,
OBK. And you and I. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back to Reynolds before we end the show. And actually, we're going to include him and Kwame in the next few pieces we're going to listen to because we are talking, we're going back to Johnny Clegg.
MP, Bonanzi Pieza, Obani Benga, Chincha Mabu Benzi.
As most of you probably know by now, Johnny passed away on July 16th. He was a legendary South African musician. He was white, which matters a lot for South Africa and South African history because he played Zulu music with Zulu musicians who are black. That was forbidden and actually illegal.
Exactly.
So he had the band Jaluka and Savuka. But anyway, I started the show out today with one of his songs, one of Johnny's songs, and now we're returning to another one. This is one of his biggest hits called MP. Then we're going to discuss his legacy and listen to a few excerpts of an interview I had with Johnny in 2014 when he came on a tour here in the United States. So let's listen to a little bit of MP and then we'll come back.
And in the morning as they saddled up to ride, their eyes shone with the fire and the steel. The general told them,
Obani Benga, Chincha Mabu Besi.
Okay, so that was a little bit of Impi, one of Johnny Clegg's most famous songs. Reynolds, do you know of Johnny Clegg?
Honestly, this is my first time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure you're not the only one who has never heard of him, because he was 60, I think he was 66 when he passed. So let's listen now to a little bit about what Johnny was talking about in 2014 in that interview I had with him about apartheid.
I grew up in the apartheid state when it was a full-blown racial and cultural segregation. There was the Separate Amenities Act, which meant that any cultural amenity or facility could only be used by that designated racial group. So if it was a public swimming bath, or it was a library, or it was a little hall to perform in, only that group where that hall or those facilities were situated could use that. And so you couldn't come as a white person or as a black person into an Indian area and do a show there. There was no free radio in South Africa. It was all owned by the government. So there was no independent radio. The censorship board operated politically, religiously, sexually, and culturally. So if you wrote a song and released it as a record, you had to supply the lyrics with the song submitted to the programmer. The programmer would then send it to the censorship board. The censorship board would then go through, is there any political content? If so, is it acceptable? Is there any sexually explicit content? If so, is it acceptable? Is there any religious content, and will it upset anybody? And then finally, is it culturally in the purview of the race that that person comes from? So we were mixing language on the same song, which was illegal. There were 11 separate black stations locked into their own languages, which was part of the divide and rule policy of apartheid, so that there was no conversation. Everybody was just channeled down in their own culture. Well, first channeled down their race, then channeled down their culture. So that was a tough time. I was arrested when I was 15 years old in a migrant labor hostel. I never quite understood the laws at that time. They just said, yeah, you're trespassing on a government property. This hostel is owned by the government and no whites are allowed in here. But you're too young to be charged, so we're going to take you back to your parents and we're going to give them a lecture. So my mother opened the door and there was these two big white policemen, and they started haranguing her about me and saying that, you know, the place he goes to, it's like very dangerous. These are Zulus and there's tribal feuds and clan warfare. There's drugs and prostitution, and you know, the hostels are the worst possible place you could ever find anybody. What is your 15-year-old son doing in there? And my mother was shocked, and she said, thank you very much. She closed the door. She said, what the hell are you doing there? I said, I was dancing. I was doing Zulu dancing, because that's where the dancing takes place.
All right, so in case you're just joining us, I'm Heather Maxwell, and my special guest here with me in the studio is Reynolds, a gentleman from Ghana, and Kwame Ofori also, and we're talking about Johnny Clegg and his legacy and listening to excerpts of my conversation with him from 2014. The White Zulu, as he was known, passed away July 16th after battling pancreatic cancer. So coming to this last excerpt from 5 years ago, let's find out how he got that name, the White Zulu.
It was a kind of a joke. The people of Soweto, when I started to emerge, and I was, you know, in certain dances, I was wearing traditional gear, you know, animal skins and things like that, you know. And they were just, Jesus, what a white man is doing this stuff, man. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this, especially in this country. You know, no white guy would ever do this kind of stuff. Jeez, yeah. And then they said, gee, he really does it. Look how he does it so well. He's a white Zulu, man. So that's how it started, you know. And people would shout to him, Zulu Mhlophe, you know, if they saw me. And it was made famous by a French national magazine, Actuel. They came out and did an interview with me, and I was on the cover. And it said, Le Zulu Blanc. And then that hopped over to England, and then sort of, you know, sort of caught fire.
Can you do a drop for me?
Sure. Hi, this is Johnny Clegg, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. So you just heard our tribute and reflections on the life and legacy of the White Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Now we're going to go to some music. This is Chéri Coco, a very old recording from an artist named Wei Traogo in Burkina Faso. This comes from the Music Time in Africa archives. That was Chéri Coco by Wei Traogo. I'm Heather Maxwell. If you want to hear any old recordings from our Music Time in Africa shows dating back from 1965 until 1980-something, you can get on the website and find it, Music Time in Africa Archives. Okay, we just got a couple more songs. This next one is brand new. It just dropped a few days ago by Aster Aweke. It's from Ethiopia. This is the title track of the album, Chewa. She sings, "You are respectful and you're a well-behaved guy. Even animals notice." Reynolds and Kwame are laughing, but this is what she's saying. "You're so good, even animals love you." Finally, she sings, "I've found a person who keeps his word. You shine like the stars and the moon. You are a master weaver," she sings, "the finest shama of love." And shama is that traditional white cloth that Ethiopians wear that's very delicate and beautiful. Right, so he is the shama, or the weaver of love. How about that?
Awesome.
Then she says, "I know you come home early, honey, but each time you go out, I always worry until you come back home." I'm a long time. I'm calling so legit. No touch on my head. Fuck it out again. Send a rock and you. Got on the back. Got on the back. I'm quite young. Yes, and that was the new Aster Aweke from Ethiopia with Chewa. Now, we've got one more, maybe two songs. This next one is from Mali. It's one of my favorite traditional balafon bands by a guy named Neba Solo Longkatia. Neba Solo with Longkatia from Mali, 2017. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hello, everybody. I hope you're loving the show. Well, I hope you loved it because we've just got one more song and then we're going to say goodbye. This is See Me featuring Adekunle Gold from Nigeria. Also a new one called By You. Adekunle Gold from Nigeria with Bayou. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and it's time to say goodbye. I want to thank Reynolds the Gentleman for being here all hour long from Ghana while he's on vacation getting inspiration. Yeah. You have anything you want to say?
Well, thank you so much for having me here. I had a great time.
And thank you so much also, all of you listeners, for being here. I can't wait to meet you again next weekend. Also, thank you to Roha Band from Ethiopia for coming in and performing that beautiful song. And remember, you can hear their entire 30-minute studio recording on my YouTube channel. And that's an exclusive recording just for you, Music Time in Africa. Oh, yeah. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave, Friday at 9:05 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 9:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can reach us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Until next week, Keep on listening. Keep on smiling. Stay beautiful, Africa.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President